Because Joe and I were in the same position of being scolded by Mrs. Joe, we were good friends, and Joe protected me from her anger whenever he could. So when I ran breathless into the kitchen, he gave me a friendly warning. "She's out looking for you, Pip, and she's got the stick with her." This stick had been used so often for beating me that it was now quite smooth. Just then, Mrs. Joe rushed in.
"Where have you been, you young monkey?" she shouted.
I jumped behind Joe to avoid being hit with the stick.
"Only to the churchyard," I whispered, starting to cry.
"Churchyard? If I hadn't brought you up, you'd be in the churchyard with our parents. You'll send me to the churchyard one day. Now, let me get your supper ready, both of you."
For the rest of the evening, I thought of nothing but the stranger on the marshes. Sometimes, as the wind blew round the house, I imagined I heard his voice outside, and I thought with horror of the young man who ate boys' hearts. Just before I went to bed, we heard the sound of a big gun on the marshes.
"Was that a gun, Joe?" I asked.
"Ah," said Joe, "another convict's escaped. One got away last night. They always fire the gun when one escapes."
"Who fires the gun?" I asked.
Joe shook his head to warn me.
"Too many questions," frowned my sister. "If you must know, it's the men in the prison ships who fire the gun."
"I wonder who is put into prison ships, and why?"
I asked, in a general way, quietly desperate to know the answer.